Well, I decided to get out the old tape recorder tonight. Get a few words off. I don't know where the time's been going, but I just haven't been writing at all, as I'm sure you must know. Been getting letters off everybody, but I don't know, time's slipping by here so darn fast. Well, first of all, I imagine you must be pretty anxious to know what happened in the old hospital. Well, about September or so, I started getting this thing on my neck. I didn't pay much attention to it. I've had so many things since I've been over here. Everything seems to run in cycles over here, too. You had the bug of the week, well, you get the disease of the week, too. For a long while, boy, ringworm was going around. I had that on my forehead. Go to the dispensary, and they give you some salve, and you slap it on. About 2 days later, it's gone. And then it was, I forgot what else was going on. Well, lately, a couple people come up with these things now. Yeah, they asked down at the dispensary, five people come in. And, boy, it started getting bigger and bigger, and, I figured for a boil. Everything I heard big was hanging on my right jaw. And if you look at them pictures I sent home, I stand next to an AK-47. You can see my right jaw is kind of swollen and hanging down. So I got a heat pad from one of the guys that got from the dispensary, and I kept it on, trying to build it up to a head. Well, one night it popped, boy. Stuff come out, didn't figure I had it there. Well, it didn't, so a couple days later, this is about 2 weeks after I first got it, I went to the dispensary, and I know when the medics are, they're pretty good, and takes good care of me. So he looked at it, and he gave me some penicillin pills, and a heat pad. And I started using that. Let's see, I got some surgical soap, and it just didn't seem to be doing anything. It was getting bigger. When you use that old heat pad, boy, it didn't make some swelling. One night, it didn't hurt all this time. That was the thing. Didn't hurt at all. And then one night, one Sunday night, I believe it was, I used it for about 2 hours. I had the heat pad on, but I was determined to get it. Next day, I woke up, and that thing was sore. So I said, better go back to the dispensary. And, they sent me down to Quinion, 67th of ACT down there. They got a outpatient dispensary where they got the specialists there. So I was zipped down there in the morning. Well, I didn't figure nothing of it. And said his major down there, he does a lot of work around the jaw and that. He decided, they took x-rays. They figured it was, something to do with my teeth and that. Well, I hadn't had any problem with my teeth. So he says, we'll put you in the hospital here for a couple days and keep you under your eye. And I goes, what the heck, hospital? So I went up there and got decked out in my blue pajamas and got my bed. And that afternoon they called me down and they looked at it, took some pictures. That guy's got a scrapbook just full of all sort of pictures. And he said it was an abscess. And boy, he gave me shots of Novocaine all around that. Wow! Tell you this, the neck is a hard place to stomach pain with a needle. And then he took a razor blade and he cut it right across. It was about an inch cut he made on that thing. And took a death grip on my throat and squeezed for all he was worth, and all the stuff coming out of there, boy, they had about five people in there. They give good care down there, and a bunch of other people come in to watch. I don't know, maybe they had something rare. They just kept running away with napkins, bringing some more back, and put a drain on it, and kept me there in the hospital for about 7-8 days. I had a nice time. I wish I could have stayed some more. No lifers harassing you, sleep until noon, good food. I was unhappy when they finally discharged me. It's just about all gone now, just a little bit left. Most of the guys in the hospital, 173rd Airborne, the herd, and I had a good time talking with them. Well, I could tell some raunch stories. There's gooks in that hospital. Well, that surprised me, gooks. A couple mama-sans up there and baby-san. Most of them had hair lips there fixing. They sit there and needle the nurses. Well, that's another good thing, good-looking American nurses. Why are you fixing them up? We're only going to kill them once we get out in the field again. Nurses used to sit there and, So, I had a good time down there. They had one guy, boy, I tell you, he was lucky to be alive. He come in, and Charlie uses all the weapons they capture from us, and he's not picky. And this guy got hit right on the jaw with an M79 grenade. and it didn't go off. And believe me, I haven't seen but a couple grenades that haven't gone off over here, these M79s. And, his jaw was all shattered, and it was swollen up, but, real lucky to be alive. So, tonight there's a floor show going on down at the theater, some USO show they brought in. Well, I tell you, we got some raunch entertainment. This is a hillbilly show. Almost all of them we get from USO are hillbilly. We only get about one every two, 3 months. Well, you'd have to like hillbilly music in the worst way. Guys are leaving faster than they're coming down there right now. We got this new E7 in the company about a month or so ago, and this guy, I mean, next to God, I mean, he's it next in line for rank. Well, he just kind of pushes his weight all over the place, and what's bad about it is he doesn't know anything. I mean, that's the truth. The guy spends more time talking about a lot of stuff. Weird stuff he comes up with. So anyway, now he's, in about 2 months, he's going to be the new first sergeant, which is really going to be rough. And he had formation here the other day at noon, and why, I mean, he just went up, to, you know, on and on about meaningless little stuff. So everybody's pretty ticked off, and they're wondering what we're going to do to get rid of him, put a claymore in his room, or throw in a hand grenade, or what. Well, that night, some idiot, he must have been an idiot for maintenance, they threw three CS gas grenades up by the lifer's hooch, but the wind was blowing the wrong way, and I was down at flight platoon hooch watching TV, and Ed Yosher says, say, I smell gas. My nose starts tingling. I says, well, let me step out in the hall here, and I stepped out in the hall, and I like to have died, I tell you. Jeez, I come running from my hooch, dive, plowing through all my stuff, trying to find my mask. At least I know my mask works now, and everybody else had their mask. Old McCurran, the guy from Beloit, He just come back from leave that day. He's been home now about 45 days. He come running out of there buck naked just with his gas mask on. I wish I could have had a picture. Guys running around with their masks. I hope these people learned something. Unfortunately, the lifer's hooch only caught a little bit of gas. I would have thrown it right in his room. I mean, if you're going to do something, do it right, you know. And then it's half-effort stuff. But anyway, it was actually pretty funny. I don't know what these college students get so upset about being gassed. I mean, you don't stick around, I mean, when the stuff's going off. I mean, it's the thing Tom can tell you, boy, you just about die, but, I mean, it doesn't kill you or nothing, and I don't know what they get so upset about. I got confirmations from Paysex that my speakers were sent September 20th, and my cassette tape deck was sent September 29th. I'd written you about it, and I'd written Paysex, and the next day I got that confirmation.